top of Mimlov of the Bays. We still have the Rashi. Hachagazin Rapapa Amar Itzrich. So Rapapa is going back on this two statements of Rabbi Shub and Levi. He passes like Rabbi Yechab and Nuri in our Mishnah, and he passes like Dibri Mekab Oval. Why do we need both statements by Rabbi Shub and Levi? Ilkoi. Out of Rabbi Shub and Levi, that it's going back on Rabbi Shub and Levi. The Itzrich Le the Mimur, Halacha Rabbi Yechab, and he puts the Bach Batsin Ben Nuri. We need to tell me the halacha of Rechem and Uri, even though the Amr halacha could be mechamekal be'erev, even though he already told me the halacha could be mechamekal be'erev, we still need him, we still need Rabbi Shub and Levi to tell us that halacha of Rechem and Uri. Because I would think that when he says halacha could be mechamekal be'erev, he meant Erubi Chatzeris. Abba Erubi Tuchuban Loi, Erubi Tuchuban, he would not be mechamekal. You're not passing like the Dibri Mekel. Rubi Tchuman Loi, Zik Rashi, Behold Rechem and Nuri, Be Isser Tchuman Koi. And this is the case of Tchum. Okay. And where it says, and where do you see that there's a difference between Rubi Chatzeris and Rubi Tchuman? Because we have, Rabbi Yehuda says, Amr Yehuda, come on, Perak Chaloi. It's a Mishnah later on. That he says, "B'med the worm amurim deim arvin loy laodem, ella ledaito shenis ratza." That which we need the person's consent is berubet chumen. The shema chayv loy lahafsid apayim lemizuch amanas lishistaker apayim lemariv. Maybe the gaining of 2,000 in the west and losing 2,000 on the east is detrimental for him. But Eruv Chetzeris ain shom hefsid el rebach. There's nothing to lose; only have the gain. So over there, you can mizachon adam shalav b'fanov. So that's where you see that we differentiate between Eruv Chetzeris and Eruv Tchumen. So similarly, over here, we're going to suggest. We're going to differentiate between Rubi Chatzeris and Rubi Tchumen. And I mentioned to you that Tosis points out, so the more that, if anything, the more is doing the opposite. The more is giving me a specific issue which exists by Tchumen versus Chatzeris, but not that one is more chomer than the other. And that wouldn't translate that I should believe. Now, when I have a phrase, we pass like the Dibri Mekel, Be'erev, I say, oh, so that's only by Rubi Chatzeris, not by Rubi Tchumen, because Rubi Tchumen is more chomer. Why is it more chomer? There's a specific issue that he's losing, in regards to the Zachal and Shlomo Fonov, he's losing it in one direction. So that's Tosis Kasha, and Chavim Lodim Shlomo Fonov. So Tosis says that you still see that. In other words, because we mentioned that even in a case where it would be, we know that it's totally beneficial for him to do that. Still, we're not going to allow. We're making that Rebbe Tchumen Zachalon Shal Bafanov, and vice versa. The case of Rebbe Chatzeris, which in his bar afterwards that he wasn't really so good for him, but we say it's going to work. So even though that's like the starting point, the difference scene of. There's a schus, but we're making it a much broader based statement which doesn't have any limits. And that's because we're more machmer by Rubi Tchumen than we are by Rubi Chatzeris. So that's where Papa's there is. So that's our second explanation. Why we need both statements of Rishum and Levi. The first one being the difference in Yachid B'makam versus Yachid and Yachid versus Rabim. The second terrace is the difference between Rubi Tchumen and Rubi Chatzeris. Rav Ashi Omer, back in the Gemara. It's about 7-8 lines down. Rav Ashi Omer, Itzur, a third explanation why we need both statements of Rishub and Levi. Maybe this halacha k'dibur mekel be'eruv is only where what's called shiurei eruv. In a case where the eruv was put in place and it was effective, and now we have issues with its status. So the fact that the eruv already exists gives it a certain advantage. So we'll pass like k'dibur mekel and be lenient. But when it comes to tchilas eruv, you're making the eruv the chachila. To pass it like the opinion which is mekel, that's not necessarily true. Manotemra, and Ravashi says, and where should you know to say tishanilad bein shiure erev letchilas erev? We differentiate between the remaining of an erev and the original erev. Nan. We have a Mishnah later on, Omer B'yosi, B'medam, Amorim, B'tchilas Erev. That which we said that there's a shear of how much you need per person in the Erev. Excuse me, that's all talking about B'tchilas Erev. Of a shear Erev, but the remaining of the, when the Erev already has been intact and it's became diminished, as long as I feel a kosher who even if it's just the minimal amount per person, that would be sufficient. Okay. Then the Mora says, the reason why we're makel and we allow that the kosha was enough, because we'll omru the arv chetzeris elakadeshul. The reason why Chazal instituted Eruv Chetzeris was more as a way to teach us about other halachas of Eruv, that people should know other halachas of Eruv. So therefore, when you make it, you have to make it in a way where it's similar to the amount that you would need for other types of Erev. But once that's been done, that the remainder is less doesn't bother us. Now, what's that other type of Erev that we're saying that the whole reason we have Ruvah Chatzeris is a way to make sure that people don't forget the other types of Erev? What's that other type of Erev that we're talking about? Shalva Shekeach. So there's A, this is Stir and Rashi's, and B, Tosis says his own approach. Tosis over here doesn't present it as a steer in Rashi. It says Rashi said a pshat over here. Rashi says another pshat over there, right? And Dafei, on the Mishnah. Rashi over here says that the Iker Din Eruv is by Ruvei Tchumen. That's what Rashi is over here. So the Iker Din Eruv is by Ruvei Tchumen. That definitely needs a shear, etc. So Chazal, when they instituted Ruach HaTzeris, they did it, Rabbi Yossi says, just as a way to generate in people's mind the concept of Erev, and they would know that you need the idea of Erev by Ruvei Tchumen. So over there, you need the shear. So over here also, you need a shear when you make it to teach you about Ruvei Tchumen. But once it's been in place and now it became diminished, there's So that issue is not something which the Tinoikas are necessarily going to be aware of, that they're going to be drawing parallels to Ruvei Tchumen, that we should have to worry about it. So Rashi learns over here. Rashi and Afei, Tosis quotes, it's talking about, because we mentioned that there are two processes of being matter. There's what called there's Eruvei Chetzeris, which allows the members of that chotzer all to join together and become one. And then you'll have multiple chetzeris opening into one mavui. And what allows everybody to carry in the mavui is called Shitufei Mavuos. So Rashi over there says that the that which you need Eruvei Chetzeris on top of the fact you're making a shitufei mavuos, just making shitufei mavuos, which means all the members of the mavui are all coming and be mishtatav together. So that which we say you need a rubach hetzeris on top of shitufei mavuos is shlosh shakeach. In a case where there was no shitufei mavuos, so the kids said, "Listen, I mean, I never saw any rubach hetzeris before in my life. And we always, you know, I don't know." So he didn't. The kid doesn't know that that's because there was a shitufei mavuos, and that now in this case where there's no shitufei mavuos, they must make a rubach hetzeris. So rubach hetzeris is not really necessary once you have shitufei mavuos, but in order that we shouldn't make a mistake and think that it's never necessary. So the average case of a rubach hetzeris where there's always a mavuos afterwards, the purpose of rubach hetzeris is just as this reminder for the scenario where there will be no shitufei mavuos. Tosis doesn't like that pshat. Tosis gives preference to the pshat over here. He feels that's the preferred explanation of the Gemara. That's Rav Ashi. That's Rav Ashi's third teretz to answer why we need both statements of Rishu ben Levi.
I understand the connection, though, between like the Erev Tchum and the Erev Chatzeres. I mean, it seems sort of two different animals. I mean, I understand the mixture and stuff, but
it is a problem. Even some of the Rishonim over here have the difficulty with Rashi why would it be connected to?
But Tosfos
prefers the Rashi over here. Yeah.
Yes. So what's the rationale?
The simple way I understand it just is like you're right because both are called the idea of Eruv. And we're saying if I wouldn't, we're afraid that if we wouldn't have the idea of Ruvach and Seiris, people, the concept of Erev would be foreign to people. And then when it comes to the case of Ruvach and Chumen, people would not be where you need an Erev. I mean, that would be the sentence. So the kash is, I mean, and now that you have Ruvach and Seiris, why should people draw the parallel, you need Ruvach Chumen? I think that's the way to say it. I guess Rashi is saying that again, just conjecture that once you introduce the concept of Erev to people, there's some type of concept where I can do such things called Erev. So at least I presented into their minds the concept of Erev. So then at least they can ask the question: are there any other places where such idea applies? And then you know we can say, okay, yes, it applies to Ruvit Kuman. See Rashi. Hani Mili. Rashi is about five lines down on the narrow lines. The Locha Kameka be Rubei Chatzeris. I would say we need both statements of Rishu ben Levi. Rashi says so we need the statement by Halacha Kdibri Mekel be Erev, and we need. Besides that, to tell me explicitly, halacha is like Rabbi Yechim and Nuri in our Mishnah. Because had you not told me, I would tell you that that's the difference between the Shiuri Erev and Tchilas Erev. Shiuri Erev, Shiniach Erev v'mokam ha-mishtamer, l'kama Shabbosas. A person put an Erev that shall last for multiple Shabbosas. Now, if a person makes an Rubach Hatzeris, and the beginning of Shabbos, it's intact. Banish Moshes, it's intact. And later on during Shabbos, it's consumed. That doesn't bother us for the rest of that Shabbos. Because the beginning of Shabbos, it was defined as the Ruvach Hatzeris was in place. The question over here is, that he put it there for multiple Shabbos, as opposed to what was, the common practice is they would gather the Ruvach Hatzeris every week. They weren't using matzah, they were using a roll, whatever it is, and every person would contribute a roll. Like one person would go around the whole chotzer, getting each person's contribution to the Ruvach Hatzeris. And here the person said, look, you know, why are we doing this? Let's just do it once and let it last for a lot of Shavuos. And they put it in a safe place. But now the total amount of food is no longer the full shear, which we'll see later on, which is necessary to make a Ruvichan Tzeres, which he said is a shear of Beis Sudas, the minimal shear of two meals worth for the people.
Still,
Mikalin and Beilach Shuri, so Rabbi Yossi said, we're still Ma'ach Shuri's. That's Bashir. I'm sorry. We would have said that Rishon Levi's statement is only Bashir Erev. But Machloekah Shal Tchilas Erev, in the case we have a Machloekah about making Erev the Chatchila, Lo Nezel Basar Mekel, we would not follow the lenient opinion. V'Hadar Rechem Ben Nuri, but Chatchilas Erev Domi. And Rechem Ben Nuri's case is like a case not of Soif, of Shiri Erev, but of Tchilas Erev. Therefore, I wouldn't know. He's talking about the chetchila, a person sleeping, whether he gets his status of tchum or not. So that's not a soif issue, that's a tchilas issue. And like you see by Rabbi Yossi's case, Rabbi Yossi differentiates this and he says, "Bemet the ramurim that tzorach shiur le'ruv chetzeris." You need a shiur. What's the shiur? Rashi says, "I mustn't stay sudas bein kulon." If you have a shear, which is the equivalent of two meals worth total, like a gregris l'chol echad, or each person, if it gives a size of a gregris, like a dried fig, so that's the shear. In other words, with halacha is that if you have X amount of people in the chotzer, each person, the shear is per person the size of a kegregris. When you hit the size of 18 kegregris, you're not mukhiyev to do any more than that, even if it's a large group.
Because 18 is the equivalent of...
It's Moshe Shtei Sudas. This is the equivalent of two meals worth. So you'd hit two meals worth for an average-sized meal per person. What is the size? That's what the size is. That's the shear they set it for. A kegregris is larger than a kezayis, and smaller than a kebeya. So that's talking about when you make. That's all talking about is would be tchilas erev. But if the discussing the erev left over, the case of shiri erev kolshu l'chol echad, even though there's just a minimum amount per person, that's okay. That people in the future should not forget the concept of Erev. Of the Iker Erev B'tchuman, who the main place of this concept of Erev is B'tchum. Okay. So the Mor presented a few blanket statements. Halacha k'dibri mekel b'Erev, halacha k'dibri mekel b'Ovel. The Mor is going to give us some other klolim in Hilchos Psak. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yisrika, Omru. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yisrika both said the following: Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechavera. This is we have the phrase that we pass the Rabbi Akiva over in any disagreement he has with another one of his chavera, and we pass like Rabbi Akiva, but that's in the singular.
You mean one against one.
One against one. But Rabbi Akiva is arguing with a chachamim, with a rabbim, we don't necessarily pass like Rabbi Akiva. We might pass like Rabbi Akiva, but you can't make the general statement. We always pass like Rabbi Akiva in that situation. But when it comes to him and any other machloek between him and an individual person, we always pass like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi mechavei rov. Rabbi Yossi, in the machloek that he has, we pass like Rabbi Yossi even against multiple chaverim. We have Chosin Rebbe and somebody else. Again, so that's in the singular. We pass like Rebbe. Rebbe against the Chachamim, we would not necessarily pass like Rebbe. Okay. So Mar says, "Lomai Hilchasa, this klal that we're saying, how confident are we ever in this klal? How far do we take it?" So the Mar says, "Ravasi Amr Halacha. This is a definitive halacha, and therefore they could teach this klal to the rabbim." That whenever you see the Rav Yossi, always passing like him. That's a fair statement. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omer Matin. So Matin means that we're inclined to that. So it means we're not going to teach you this barab. We're not going to publicize that this is the psak. But if an individual person would come and ask me what to do, I would tell them to do like Reb Yossi, let's say. Reb Yossi, Reb Chanina, Omer Nirin. He says it's even less than halacha and less than matin, but it's Nirin, which means that it seems to me that that's true, and therefore we would not necessarily even tell an individual person they should do like Reb Yossi. Even in case they did like Reb Yossi, we would rely on Reb Yossi, even, let's say, Mechaveiroi, or Rebbe Mechaveiroi. So this cloud, we have Lachalik Rebbe Mechaveiroi, so he understands it to mean, in the Bidiyabit situation, we would rely on Rebbe. But not the Chetchila, we're going to pass like that for an individual person, and Kabbalah, we're not going to publicize that that's the Psak.
I guess we still have a question about Rebbe Yossi Mechaveiroi.
Why?
In other words, if it's less than definitive Mechavei Rav against multiple people, but against
what would
one,
it be definitive by one? That's an interesting question.
One.
If it was one, would even if you say it's not definitive when he's against two, but would it be definitive that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi against one?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina. Okay. Fine. Kaloshen Azeh. Amr Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said the following statements. The Rashi says what it means is we're going to have a statement of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, and we're going to have the same way we had this disagreement in Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zerika. What did they mean when they said halacha to Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi? Do they mean halacha or matin or nirin? So in the following statement which we're going to have, we're going to end up with the same three-way machlokes, whether it's halacha or matin or nirin. What is this statement that we're referring to? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says that Remeir Rabbi Yehuda halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So we're not making a general statement that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda against anybody, but in any machlokes in Remeir Rabbi Yehuda, we always pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi halacha Rabbi Yossi. We have an argument in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. However, whenever we have such an argument, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi. The Mora says, well, according to that thought process, Veitzarach Lermer, it's obvious that Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi halachik Rabbi Yossi. If every argument in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, and every argument in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir we pass in like Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir gets Rabbi Yossi doesn't have a chance. Of course they're not going to pass on like him. Why? Because Hashem walking Rabbi Yehuda less. When we have Rameir against Rabbi Yehuda, we feel that the Rameir is like he doesn't exist. And he's not going to pass on like him. So Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yossi, me boy, is a need to tell me that it's obvious. It should be obvious. Omer Rav Asi Afani Loimid. I also have the following klal that I'm sure he's saying that Rabbi Yochanan said, or he's saying, I'm not sure. he says that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Allah like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Shimon, pass like Rabbi Yossi. Where do I get it from? I'm deriving it from the following. The Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, some such. The more is clear. It's based on Rabbi Yochanan's statement. The Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Allah like Rabbi Yehuda. So we have an argument in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yossi always passing like over Rabbi Yehuda. Always like to pass like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon. So we're going to always pass like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Shimon. Hashem welcome Rabbi Yehuda lesser. If Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda is like he doesn't, it's not there. But welcome Rabbi Yossi, my boy. What about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon? Obviously, you're going to pass like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, now Iboy Luhu, Remeir and Rabbi Shimon Mai.
They were all the same time period.
They were all the same time period.
So Rabbi Yossi basically trumps everybody.
That's right. So in the previous statements, we had Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zika saying we pass like Rabbi Yossi even when he argues against multiple people. Even against the rabbin. This statement doesn't seem to be holding like that because it's only giving a specific rule who he's arguing with. Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda, passed like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir, passed like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Shimon, passed like Rabbi Yossi. But all of them together, I don't know what the law is.
Well, if he was number one, and one trumps two, and two trumps three, so one is still trumping two and three, that's still multiples.
No. They're saying, if I say that I have a collective between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. And we have a post in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Asher did take, we have a post in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir passing like Rabbi Yossi. What about if Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both agreed against Rabbi Yossi? I don't know what the law is. It doesn't sound like he's saying that.
Well, especially if you say it's like it doesn't exist.
Okay, less it doesn't mean it doesn't mean, you know, in regards to Pesach, it doesn't mean like it doesn't exist. In regards to Pesach, we find him, Rabbi Yossi, to be more definitive.
And Rabbi Kiva was the Rebbe of these.
Rabbi Kiva was the Rebbe of all of these, right?
So now, what's Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah.
The Mor doesn't say. But the Mor says Mechavei Roy, not Mei Rabbi. Uh-huh. The Mor is all discussing on parallel level. The Mor says, "Rabbi Shimon, what's the halacha?" The Mor says, "My." The Mor says, "Teiku." That stands as a question. Before we see Rashi, let's just one more line. Omer Masharshia, let's know all the honey clothing. All these rules are not true. Okay, we'll see why he said that. But let's see Rashi. Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechavei Roy. So I just wanted to want you to understand before we get the Rashi is that not everybody agrees with this. Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechavei Roy. The call to whenever you have a klokes in Rabbi Kiva and one of his contemporaries, we always pass it like against Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Tarfon. We'll pass like Rabbi Kiva. The call to in all places. My Hilchus Samor says, okay, this statement that they said. That Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zika said exactly. How do we understand how definitive is this decision? In regards to what did we say that this statement that they said that this is the decision any situation it means any argument that I have I can assume. So how much can I assume? Are we saying that this is something that you can rely on to pass in halacha lemaisa and tell people what to do? It means it's logical that should be so. The Bach adds in a few words over here. So that he or he will better, but he rearranges the Rashi. That we can't pass the halacha lemaisa. Basically, we're saying that let's say we're saying the halacha k'rvisa mechaverov or rekiva mechaverov, it means, I mean, you're saying a blanket statement. There's, let's say for argument's sake, there's 100 arguments. And maybe in all of those 100 arguments, maybe Rabbi Kiva's position is less compelling in one of the cases than another case. I mean, nobody has every single case is always on the same level. So what you meant to say was, you know, we're more inclined towards Rabbi Kiva. So that would mean in the case of Rabbi Yevon, we'll rely on Rabbi Kiva. So what did you mean? So Rav Asi Amar Halacha. Halacha mamash kamri Rabbi Yaakov v'Rabbi Zrika. When Rabbi Zrika said halacha is like Rabbi Mechaveroi, Rabbi Kiva Mechaveroi, and Rabbi Yosef Mechaverov, they meant that's it. Halacha l'maisa. L'migmer ma'isim enei. This is what you do. U'me'evet k'Rabbi Kiva. This is how you paskin l'cha Rabbi Kiva. Hechel yachid polegalei. When one of his contemporaries argues with him, Rabbi Yosef filu b'makom rabbi. And according to Rabbi Yosef, even Mechaverov. Now you should know, by the way, that there is another girsa. Yeah, it's only Rabbi Yosef Mechaveroi, which that's the girsa that the Rif has. But Rashi says explicitly that the correct girsa is Mechaveirov. We pass the Rabbi Yosef even B'Mokrim Rab. Came along who was that? Rukhiya Bar Abba, and he said Mat. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zika, lav halacha mamish paski. They weren't passing halacha lemaisa. This is how you paskin to do. Elamatin hayro acher Rabbi Yosi. Let's say it seems inclined that Rabbi Yosi's the decision is correct. Filu makom rabbi even gets a rabbi, which means the rayu marinan la adam yachid lasis Rabbi Yosi. If somebody privately will ask me what to do, I say, listen, you know, Rabbi Yosi is good. Of a midrash, but Pirkei Berabim, however, to publicize this in the shir and say like this definitive psak, this is what we do. So Pirkei Berabim says you don't do that. Rabbi Chanina said no, that even a lower levels is nearin. They seem to be correct, which means a ruye loy marina. We don't paskin like that, even for a yachid. But the ve'im also tribuyosi lo mahadrinan uvda. But in that scenario, if we did have a person the tribuyosi, we don't need him to redo it, whatever that might be. Koloshan is there omer yiryakav reidi ki hailishna. The same way we have in the first statement of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zrika, that there's three way mechalikas to understand what they meant. They mean halacha or matin or nirin. So in Rakhavaiti's clothing of that you have Remeir Rabbi Yehuda halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, is that halacha or is that matin or is that nirin? Kalisha the Itmer hacht Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Zvika Itmer Nami hacht Rabbi Yaakov Raidi. The same way we had this argument to how to understand Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zvika, we have this argument over here also in Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, the Mar Halacha, and the three opinions are the same opinions. That Rav Asi says Halacha and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says Matin, and Rabbi Yisrael Chinna says Nirin. Lamar Halacha, Lamar Matin, Lamar Martin, Lamar Nirin. So that's how we have the three. Lahani Claudi. Kalog or Masharshi says, no, all of these rules are not correct. The Khalin on the Yield, which you made these cloud, we made this general rule before, Plony, Locha Kaploni, the Kalmakim, that we're making a blanket statement that we always pass on like Rabbi Yehuda over Rameir, Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Yehuda. No, that's not true. We look at the merit of each argument, and maybe one argument Rameir makes more sense, and we pass like Rameir. One argument Rabbi Yehuda makes more sense, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So even though in this argument Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the one which makes more sense up here, I mean the path like Rabbi Yehuda, and the different arguments Rabbi Meir makes more sense, so path like Rabbi Meir. Okay, so the Mor is gonna try and figure out in Rav Sharshia. So Rav Sharshia said that the Mor says, where did Rav Sharshia get this that it's not the rule? It's interesting that the Mor puts the burden of source on Rav Sharshia. We have such a cloud. Rav Sharshia says, no, these rules are not correct.
I mean, what would he say about, like, don't we say with, you know, Hillel and Shammai, like that, you know, it sort of follows the person rather than necessarily the strength of argument, even.
Right. So there was the Baal Shem Tov. So that's, you know, assuming that you accept the Baal Shem Tov, Zochar Gevesel Mechamokim. So that was, you know, assuming you accept the Baal Shem Tov, you accept the Baal Shem Tov. But over here, it's like,
okay, but the Baal Shem Tov is telling you that, look, you don't look at each individual machlokas.
True. You know, I don't think he's saying that we can't have such a statement that one opinion is, for whatever reason, is but these klolim might have no reason to say that should be true. So to make a blatant statement, I always flag to Rehuda Remeir, it doesn't seem to be something which is logical to him. Okay. So we'll see that tomorrow.